Thank you, Ian. Our final set of news stories start with a top award for a Norwich baker and finish with an 800,000-year-old mammoth. An up-and-coming Norwich baker has scooped a national award after choosing to follow her passion for all things pastry. Shannon Lake began her career in patisserie after leaving hospitality to work for the award-winning Norfolk bakery Bread Source. Her journey has now been recognised by winning the Worshipful Company of Bakers Young Baker of the Year Award.
A Victorian river crossing will remain closed for more than a year while work to replace it is underway. Norfolk County Council has been granted permission by City Hall to tear down the bridge at New Mills Yard in Norwich. It has already been shut for nearly 6 months due to safety concerns. Works are not expected to be completed until December 2025, meaning locals will have to continue finding alternative routes for some time. The bridge, which connects Westwick Street to Riverside Walk, was first constructed in 1898 and has deteriorated in recent years. It will now be removed and replaced as part of a £500,000 project.
Daniel Taylor first applied for a wheelchair-accessible season ticket via the club in 2003. However, the 41-year-old, who suffered a spinal cord injury when he was younger, was left languishing on the waiting list for more than 2 decades. At the time, I had to phone up to apply, but there were no wheelchair-accessible tickets available. I was put on a waiting list. However, every couple of years, I'd get an update in the form of a letter, later an email, saying there still wasn't anything available. During this time, I joined the club's membership scheme, where I could apply for tickets as and when they came up. It was better than nothing, but it was still a pain and really difficult to get hold of. In May this year, Dr. Taylor was coming back from London to the train when he bumped into TV presenter Jake Humphrey. The pair got talking, and after regaling Mr. Humphrey with his story, he made plans to speak to his contact at the club and see if he could help. By the end of July, Dr. Taylor was the proud owner of a Norwich City season ticket. Dr. Taylor, who attended City's 1-1 draw with Leeds in the Championship on Tuesday evening, added, "It feels great because it's making planning so much easier and gives me more freedom than I'm used to."
Memorable City moments. Waiting 21 years for a season ticket means Dr. Taylor has unfortunately missed his fair share of memorable moments at Carrow Road. Here are 5 great moments for the Yellows during the last 21 years. Boxing Day, 2003. Darren Huckabee unveiled on the new pitch as a new signing by Delia Smith to the delight of City fans. May 2015. The Canaries secure a trip to Wembley with a 3-1 playoff semi-final victory over old enemies Ipswich. February 2018, another Ipswich memory. Tim Close scores a dramatic late equaliser to keep the current 15-year unbeaten run against the Tractor Boys going. November 2018, Teemu Pukki grabs an incredible winner as City come back from 3-2 down to beat Millwall 4-3 in the 97th minute. And finally, February 2019, the unforgettable 3-2 Premier League win over the mighty Manchester City.
A Norwich City woman player is set to start a new career as a lecturer. Millie Davis who plays as a right back for the Canaries, will begin her teaching role at the University of East Anglia this month. She will be a lecturer in Student Futures and Academic and Professional Education for UEA's School of Education and Lifelong Learning. The 24-year-old will teach topics such as academic identity and practice, professional development, and professional branding. Her new role follows her own success at UEA, where she began studying in 2017. She completed an undergraduate degree in physical education, followed by a master's degree, and is now working on a PhD. Miss Davis said, "I decided to stay around at UEA to study and now work here due to having lots of different connections around Norwich. Obviously, that includes my football, but it's also because of the campus and how exciting it is to be around here as well as the beautiful city of Norwich."
Bones, believed to be up to 800,000 years old, have been discovered on the North Norfolk coast. They are thought to be that of a straight-tusked elephant. The bones were discovered at West Runton by amateur paleontologist John Claydon from High Kelling. West Runton has been a gold mine for fossil hunters with a famous find from 1990. More bones were discovered in 91, and in 1995, a three-month excavation found 85% of the beast skeleton, making it the most complete example of its species ever found in the world.
We've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox and hope you have enjoyed it. As usual, we remind you that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. Remember, you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free. We know there are sometimes delays with the postal service and a delay in your receiving the recordings in a timely manner. Unfortunately, this is beyond our control. And if you find a hearing aid, please pop that in too.
Our thanks go to the whole team of over a dozen loyal volunteers who have produced today's edition. The editor was Ian Gorst, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. If you would like to let us know anything about the items you have heard about today, what you have enjoyed or not, as the case may be, you can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. The office is not staffed every day, so if there is no reply, please do leave a message on our answer phone and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. You can also send us an email at contact@cbtn.org.uk. Don't forget to keep listening for Chris Skinner and a visit to an ancient monument. And with that, we hope you have enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox. So for us, it's goodbye from me and Mike.
Goodbye.